Hello.
Hey, Bill, what's going on?
A question.
Yeah.
Hey, first, it works great.
Good.
Okay, everything is just fine. But my question is, where is the serial number on this thing?
So that guy?
You know, I saw you looking at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And then I looked it up. You know, where do you find the serial number? Oh, you can do it with a command. I did it and got into Windows and the...
Yeah.
In the
command prompt?
Yeah, in the command prompt. And it uses my thing, and it comes back and it says invalid. And everything I tried
right
there. Then I said, well, it's here.
It's right there underneath your...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says over here in the instructions.
Yeah, no, it's in the bottom.
Okay,
right,
the note.
Tiny print. Let me go ahead and write it down for you.
Well, hey, look at that. Thank you. But
yeah,
hey, it was just great. I really appreciate that.
I appreciate it.
No, I saw you looking at the bottom of it. Since I'm visually distressed, it when you go into the doctor's office and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
I bring a magnifying glass with me. So, you know, what is that? Oh, that was it. I didn't even look over there because it was quite clear. It said, here's your serial number.
So that's your serial number and that's your model.
Okay. Thank you.
That's okay. Any other problems with this one?
No. Why don't you buy auto and you lunch?
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you. No, this thing is working just great.
Thanks, Bill.
Well, thank you for all the question answering.
Yes, of course.
No, I installed STM, but I'm not. I'm kind of new to Linux, okay, and I had to run scripts on the thing.
Yeah.
And you got into the STM. And it started out this way. I got the script working finally. Okay. It says, more. Hundreds of more. And I start hitting it crazy. Then I go by the yes. And it goes back into the prompt.
Yeah.
And you have to start again.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And it can compile for lines.
Yeah,
lines.
No, I got it on. Hey, but I have another one. I have a... Oh, this is kind of fun. Ace gave me a computer when he left. Let me find it here. This is what I was looking at, by the way. He said, I'm taking pictures of it this morning trying to magnify. But, well, what I'm going
to... Lenovo likes to hide their SNs in very tiny print, either here, or if it's a Lenovo model with a battery that you can remove, they'll hide it underneath the battery.
Okay. Hey, that's a... But I got that, my portable C program where it's running on... under both ARM and x86.
Yeah.
And I got it running on the machine that Ace gave me this morning.
Oh, very nice. There you go.
My package came in from China with the RISC, and so I now have...
Good for me, not for
one,
you.
One, two...
Yeah.
Probably three risk processes, and hopefully I can get it up and working. But
well, I hope it works out for you.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate that, but God, it was very clear what they said this morning. If you look at the, well, I've actually just saw the picture of it here. It says, here's where the serial number is.
Yeah, it can be very confusing, especially with a lot of these Lenovo models, like I was saying, either under the battery or in the tiny print. Even sometimes, they'll have it etched into the physical casing, which is difficult to read because they etch it in a font of 2, right? Even if you use a magnifying glass, it's still a pain to read. But yeah.
One more time, again, thank you guys, okay? And I sure appreciate it. We'll move on and try to get risk going.
Yeah, I hope it works out.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, of course.